You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Lord.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
If God showed you how high he wanted to take you, it may scare you. So he starts you off by just fanning you with wind. Because his dream is for you to go higher. Our motto in the Ambassadors for Christ is Sitius, Altius, Fortius. Sitius, swifter. Altius, higher. Fortius, stronger. With altitude comes swiftness and strength.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Mounting Up is a Process. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31.
Oh, you can see things, but you've never seen. When you go higher with the eyes you already have, you'll be able to see further. You'll see dimensions. All you need is light now. You'll be able to see. You'll be able to see fish that are swimming underneath the surface from almost a mile high in the sky. You'll be able to see a small twitch of a rodent. You'll see it when it moves its tail and notice it. You will see a serpent that's about to strike, and you're hundreds of yards away. You will see a rabbit bounce or just move its whisker. Everything else is still, but you will be able to detect when the whisker of the rabbit moves. That's how keen the sight is. But you'll never see it when you're comfortable in the nest. Just coming to church on a Sunday morning and never getting involved. God says, this is what the word says. It's right there in the book of Deuteronomy. She stirs the nest. When they were little chicks, she made sure feathers were there to make it comfortable like a pillow. But she starts plucking the feathers out. Now you got sticks in your nest. And the very place that you felt comfortable in is now uncomfortable for you to stay. Good God from Zion. It's right there. Look at it. And an eagle stirs up the nest, fluttereth over her young. In other words, not only is she taking away the comforts of it, you would say she's not a good mother. Because we're supposed to make them comfortable. No, we want them to soar and mount up. Not only does she take away feathers, but she starts moving her wings like this. And I need some elderly eagles to start fluttering your wings around the young eaglets. You're not trying to drive them away, but you're telling them to exercise your abilities. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. I'm not going to war with you with words, but I'm going to give him glory and praise and flutter my wings in the midst of situations and show you how to get lift in your life. It's right there in the text. I need you to see it. Not only does she flutter over her young. Notice she's fluttering over her young. Getting them ready for wind. Thank you, Lord. In the spirit, it would say she's getting them ready for an encounter of the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to take the anointing that's on me. Not to impress you, but what I want you to do is start thinking about what he can do to you. And as an eagle, I'm in the nest right now, and I see God wanting you to mount up. So I'm fluttering my wings as I preach to you, but really wants you to start doing it yourself. Get ready for this wind that I'm sending your way, because Holy Ghost is about to blow in your life. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I'm trying to get you ready for an encounter with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says she fluttereth her wings over them, spreadeth abroad her wings, flexing the wing to show them length and depth and strength and ability. Glory to God. Some of us have a problem with that because we want everybody to know how powerful we are, but it should be for the purpose of them flying themselves. Even if you tell a testimony, it should be only to ignite hope in the lives of others, not to talk about how bad I am. I'm only as good as those eaglets that I have power and dominion over or influence over to make sure you can do what I do. Leadership is about influence. Thank you, God. It also should inspire hope in others that it is possible for you to be successful in God. I want you to go, not leave the church, but go to your destiny. The Bible says, not only does she spread her wings abroad, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, which simply means, I've never seen an eagle fly and she's got chicks on her wings. But what she's saying is that if you stay in formation and do what I do, it'll be easier for you. In other words, I'm strong enough to deal with the contrary winds blowing my way. But if you stick with me and let me break the wind for you, it'll be easier for you to comply. And after a while, as you mount up, you'll be strong enough to break the wind for others. Thank you, Lord. In a sense, she's bearing them on her wings. But really, she's breaking the wind for them. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Isaiah chapter 40. And verse 28, have you not known? That's why Solomon is so unique, because wisdom had him to study the birds, but also herbs and spices, and to study the ant, sluggard. Because there are lessons that God wants to teach us. Today he wants us to focus on the eagle. And I speak to the eaglets that are in the nest. He's fluttering his wings so you can dream again. Because it's time for you to soar. SOAR is an acronym for separation. The S is for separation. Many of us are comfortable with being on the launch pad, but God wants us to get ready to lift off of the launch pad. We're living on the space coast. They spend billions of dollars to send up payloads right in this county. There's no way anybody from Brevard should be killed from an assassin's bullet or getting into small skirmishes and die in the streets of this city when we're sending up rockets. Because you should be able to see the rocket going off and dream about a new day. We're close, probably one of the greatest places on the face of the earth. This is a type, this is gonna mess you up, a type of Bethel, an open heaven. The actual Brevard County is a type of Bethel or an open heaven. Because they selected this place, something led them there. Usually hurricanes don't come to Canaveral. It'll glance by it. They looked over years at history and said, for some reason, he doesn't allow hurricanes to come off the shore and hit that. God bless me. I hope it don't happen this year. But I'm just telling you history. Come on, knock on wood, knock on wood. God can do anything. I'm just telling you history. They moved people from Cape Canaveral. In other words, bought their property and transitioned them out so they can put rockets out there. Why did they choose it? They did their research. it's not just Cape Canaveral. All through Brevard County, we have an open gate. If you miss your window, we got to postpone the launch. If you miss your window, we got to postpone the launch. Coordinated universal time. If you ever want to check your clock, dial 321-853-3333. It's coordinated universal time. And you can synchronize your watch with it. Think to the second. That's what's out there, coordinated universal time. I'm going to be talking about in a moment, abusive leaders don't want you to know truth. I was a young preacher sitting with my leadership at the time. And the leader said, what time do you have? And one lady said, well, she was a pastor. Well, it's 10 till 7. What time do you have? It's 8 till 7. What time do you have? It's 9 till 7. He didn't ask me, but he asked the other ladies, what time do you have? And it was all in the realm of 10 to 7. He said, change your clocks because it's 5 after 7. And they all changed their clocks. But I was looking at him. Because I understand coordinated universal time. I was working out there. And my clock was synchronized with the appropriate time. The ladies were closer to the right time than he was. But he wanted to control the moment. And this is what hinders your mounting up. It's when you're in an abusive situation and you don't know it. And you're trying to submit to abuse. It will hinder your ability to mount up. God don't use those inferior ways to train you. Thank you, Jesus. He always wants you to stand on truth. Stand on truth and I'll launch you from truth. That's why people come here and they're still waiting on me to hurt them. Because you've been abused in your life and you don't even give me a chance. If you're going to mount up, you got to heal now. Because I ain't the Jerry Curl wearing, Stacey Adams wearing, fried chicken eating, greasy bishop that you used to. I ain't even trying to be like her. You can't tell? You can't tell? It's a different season? Get lost with that. Let's move forward. Separate yourself from abuse. Thank you, God. Because God is trying to get you off the pad into another stratosphere. Actually, what you see is not the most important part of the rocket. It's hidden. Those boosters, even though fire comes out, that's not the exciting part. It may be for you, but for the people who pay for it, it's the payload. Thank you, God. And you got stuff hidden in you that haven't even gotten to the stratosphere where God is trying to get it because you've never been able to mount up. Still locked to abuse, man. And I got to come against spiritual abuse. You'll judge everybody based on your abuser. I didn't change my clock. I wasn't trying to be defiant. I was like, and I was tempted to go along with everybody. But I stood ground because I know coordinated universal time. And once God, the Bible says, when you know it, it will make you free. And you're responsible for what you know. That's why people like to stay ignorant of God because I didn't know because once you know, you're responsible for it. Amen. You really want to mount up? Start learning, becoming more familiar with God. Taking the responsibility and mounting up. Blessed be his name. The O in SOAR is for observation. Observation. And I'm just going to give you a little brief thing about that. You need to be able to see in different spheres. Some people are up close observers and some people are far off observers. People are close. People that are close, they take a chance. Okay? They take a chance like an astronaut versus an astrologer. An astrologer from a place of safety can look at the stars, but an astronaut has to blast off and take a chance and overcome fear to see it up close. Thank you, Lord. And God wants you to be able to do that in the natural and in the spirit. If you only tell me what you see in the natural and you can't say anything about what's going on in the spirit, you're just an observer. An astrologer. But an astronaut wants to be up close and get a bird's eye view. Thank you, Lord. Altitude is the next in SOAR. The A is for altitude, or climbing higher. Climbing higher. We know the cliche, attitude determines altitude. But I don't want to go there. Amen. You already know when you have a bad attitude. Get your face saved. You got to smile sometimes. Just smile. Get your face saved. That's a saved face. Try it. You didn't have to say anything. Just walk in the house and smile. Watch what God does with it. Now, we expect smiles, but do you give them? Altitude. If God showed you how high he wanted to take you, it may scare you. So he starts you off by just fanning you with wind. Because his dream is for you to go higher. Our motto in the Ambassadors for Christ is Citius, Altius, Fortius. Citius, swifter. Altius, higher. Fortius, stronger. With altitude comes swiftness and strength. Thank you, Lord. God says you'll never accomplish them until you launch off the nest in your spirit and start seeing things from a different plane. Then your swiftness and your strength or your fortitude will follow. You don't mount up with strength first. You got to go higher. Higher first. Then you'll become swifter and stronger. And the R is for relative reciprocal relationships. Relative. Family. Relative. Relative, it is equal, it's common, I can impart and receive an impartation when it's relative. It is I can embark and debark when it's relative. I can all of us can get on the same elevator when we have relative relationships. It's not one person is already on the seventh floor and the rest of us are on the third floor. There's a commonality and a connectedness when it's relative. And then we have reciprocal. That means if I give, you give. If I give, you give. We need to pack people around us that are reciprocal. You're not always giving, and we must carve away the leeches of our lives. That's people who just attach and all they do is drain. A leech is only designed to suck life out of its host. It's never designed to, if it puts something back, it's going to kill the host because it's contaminated. It's designed. Mosquitoes are designed to extract, and they bring malaria. We must watch the parasites of our day, or bloodsuckers, the vampire in the spirit that only attaches to draw and to drain. Even in the name of help. Even in the name of help. We want to help, but my job is to help you, not to live your life for you. If you stick with what I'm saying, you can overcome, but you don't stick for 3 months. You won't even work with it for 3 months. And you expect me to be a life changer for you. Long-lasting life change comes when you take responsibility and become relative. Then reciprocal. If I give you spiritual things, why is it hard for you to write a check? Because you don't understand reciprocal. If I was giving away $1,000 gift cards, everybody in the city would be here. But when it's time to sow $1,000, whoa! Thank you, Lord. It got real quiet up in here. If you ever enter into a long-term relationship, make sure it's reciprocal. If it's not reciprocal, you need to speak to it and not just bear the burden and bear the burden and bear the burden. You must speak to it. Well, I thought love carries no record of wrong. You better listen to this message. There are old coons that show up at the door. You know why they show up? Because you feed them. I can take you to Malabar Road right now behind Bigger Lots. And if you park your car behind Bigger Lots, you park your car and roll down the window, you'll see 30 raccoons coming to your car. You'll say, where did they come from? They're sitting there. You got little bandit eyes. They're sitting there looking through because somebody's feeding them. You start telling them to go out there and find their own crayfish like they should be doing, you won't see them there anymore. They're waiting on you to give them french fries. They'll come and take it from your window. There's some old coons that show up, same colors, same stripes. And if you feed it, they'll take it. We need reciprocal relationships. That's the key. I don't have a problem with helping you, but after a while, can you help me? Thank you, Lord. Some people think Christianity. I had a lady come to me years ago and said she was an older lady and she was dating an 18-year-old. Y'all talking like y'all don't know this happens. The boy was still got milk around his mouth. But he was bad because she older. Yeah. I'm Invisible Hulk. There's 100 of y'all in this spot. I'm going to walk through them. That's how he was acting. Yeah. I said, son, calm that down. Where's your daddy? Well, I don't like him. Well, then why are you coming to me? I'm not your daddy. Well, I thought you were church. Well, you got it wrong. My job is not to take care of you, man. Who taught you? Well, my dad and I are having a problem. Go back and fix it with him. That's what you need to do. And I told that woman, let him go. Release him. You don't mean him any good. Well, we need our light bill paid. The reason why the lights are out is because your light is out. Yeah. I'm not going to fix that for you. Let him go. Tell him to go back to his mama. I said it just like that. They don't like me, man. Oh, my God. You're supposed to be whining right now. Let me tell you what Daniel said. Let me tell you what Daniel said. Daniel was in the lion. What is your lion's den? What's your lion's den, 21st century? Thank you, God. It may be that female that's eating your money up. Or that man that don't want you to ever be free. Lost, man. Yeah, soar. Write it down, eagle soar. Write it down, eagle soar.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Mounting Up is a Process, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2309-0311. That's reference number 2309-0311.
Awaken women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Revealed International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Youth Church is in full swing. It is time to connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they get mentored and can grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to rally in the red zone and prepare for Monday Night Football on September 25th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall, where the Eagles will square off against the Bucks. Wear your favorite team jersey, and if you're not a fan of these teams, come hang out with us anyway. Refreshments will be served, and Bishop will kick off the evening with a quick word of brotherly love. Remember to also mark your calendar for the Cowboys versus the Chargers on Monday, October 16th. Are you ready for some football?
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows, ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.